Hey everybody, Mark Manson here. Welcome to the Find My Purpose course. What the hell is purpose? Why does it matter? Where are we going? Why are we here? I can't feel my legs. Purpose. Purpose is a concept that's often misunderstood. I find that a lot of people email me about purpose. They come to me with questions about what their meaning in life is, how do they find their one true calling, or how they get a greater sense of meaning through their actions. And I want to start this course off by just getting very, very clear about what purpose is and why it's important. Let's start with what it is. I'm going to be honest with you for a second. This is Mark being vulnerable. This is me making a confession. I fucking hate the term purpose. I hate the question, how do I find my purpose? It even hurts me a little bit to create a course with this as a title, but what people are referring to when they talk about purpose is so important and it is so meaningful that, I just suck it up and deal with it. But why do I hate the term purpose? Well, I hate the term purpose because ultimately purpose is just something you make up in your head. It's essentially deciding that something is important and then doing it because you feel it's important. So in that sense, you can literally find purpose anywhere. I could find purpose in doing the dishes. I could find purpose in taking out the trash. I could find purpose in laying in bed and watching Netflix all day, if I choose to. It's the subjectivity and the complete arbitrariness of this idea of purpose that drives me a little bit crazy. What I find is that when people are asking questions about purpose or searching for purpose, really what they're asking is, I want to find an important use of my time. I want to spend my life doing something that feels meaningful. I want to do something that feels important, that I can be proud of. And so that's a very different question than this like cosmic purpose out there that's going to solve all of your problems. It's important that people find meaningful activities to spend their time doing. And the reason this is important is because a lot of the low-level tactical stuff that people come to personal development for are actually solved by this purpose question. For example, a lot of people struggle with motivation. They look up tips on how to be more motivated at work and how to be more productive and how to get up earlier and how to get the 8 things done on their to-do list. Well, you know, there are a lot of little tactics and strategies that you can implement to be more productive. But if you fucking hate your job and you think it's completely pointless, then none of those tactics and strategies are going to matter long term. Whereas if you love your job and you think the work you're doing is extremely important, then a lot of that tactical stuff about motivation isn't going to matter. Like, you're going to be excited to get up each day and work on it. Similarly, people look for little tactics and strategies to optimize their relationships, to have better friendships, to network better, to bring more intimacy into the relationships that they have with other people. Well, sure, there are little things you can do, you know, there are like little lines you can text the people to check in or ask them how they feel about certain topics to generate a little bit more intimacy. I mean, yeah, there's all these little things that benefit you at the margin, but ultimately, the thing that matters in relationships is having a shared sense of purpose, having shared values, having shared goals and visions and dreams and worldviews. That's what binds people together. So if you haven't figured out the purpose question or the what do I find important in life question, then relationships, developing that intimacy in relationships is going to be a problem. So for all these reasons, the question of purpose is actually extremely practical. It's just that this question of purpose gets completely butchered in most of the self-help world. Purpose is seen as this cosmic meaning, this predetermined universal destiny that each one of us has, and that if we just find that one sense of purpose or meaning, then everything kind of falls into place and we never have these cosmic questions ever again. That's just not true. Purpose is an ongoing creation. It's not something you find. You're not like looking under a rock like, oh, fuck, there's my purpose. So glad I found it. No, purpose is something that you create and you maintain, and sometimes you lose and you have to go create it again. Now, the truth isn't nearly as sexy or marketable as, you know, the cosmic meaning definition of purpose, but it's actually more helpful. You know, I think it's very important to understand a few things about purpose before we start to dive in to the question of how do we create purpose for ourselves. So the first myth that I see out there, or the first mistake that I see a lot of people make, is this idea that there's a single purpose for each of us. It's just not true. It's not true at all. You can have many, many purposes in your life. You can find meaning or feel that you're using your time well doing many things. You know, it's picking your kid up from school can feel like it has a lot of meaning and purpose. And then you go back to work and that feels like it has a lot of meaning and purpose. And then you call your dad and watch the basketball game together. And that feels like it has a lot of meaning and purpose. And then you get in the bed and relax with your partner. And that feels like it has a lot of meaning and purpose. So meaning and purpose, it comes from a lot of different areas of our life. And I would even argue that it's healthy to diversify our sense of purpose throughout our life. If you're only getting purpose and meaning from one thing, and then that thing is taken from you, well, then you're fucked. Then you're gonna have a deep existential crisis and feel like your life is meaningless. But if you're able to derive purpose and meaning from multiple sources throughout your life, and then one of them is taken from you, then you can fall back on the other sources of meaning and purpose. So this idea that we have one true calling in the world is bullshit. And it's usually something made up by other people long after you've actually lived it. Like, we can look back today and say that Winston Churchill's purpose was defeating Adolf Hitler in World War II. But if you were actually Winston Churchill living his life, you had many, many sources of purpose, and you had many, many things happen throughout your life that felt extremely meaningful before you even got to World War II. This idea that people have this singular purpose on Earth and have a singular role in humanity, it's just bullshit. It's another version of the narrative fallacy in psychology. The idea that it's very easy to construct a simple narrative looking backwards in time, but in the present, everything is ambiguous and uncertain. Now, the second mistake I see a lot around the idea of purpose is that it is a static, constant thing throughout our lives. That you find that one thing you care about and boom, like the next 50 years until the day you die, that's what you're all about. Now, this happens to some people, but I think they are actually the exception. I think what's actually more common is that your purpose changes and evolves through time. What matters and feels very important to you at 20 is different from what matters and feels important to you at 30. And is, again, different than what matters and feels important at 40. In fact, I would say that this is probably a good thing, that what you find important changes throughout your life, because it means you're growing and evolving and changing and exploring more aspects of who you can be. And let me put it this way, what I thought was meaningful and important at 20 was dumb as fuck. So I'm actually really glad that my purpose has evolved quite a bit over the last 20 years. And finally, the third mistake that I see people make with the idea of purpose is that purpose solves everything. Purpose does not solve everything. It solves some things. Having purpose, it's kind of like psychological food. Eating does not solve every problem in your life, but if you don't eat, you can't really solve anything else. Purpose kind of functions the same way with us psychologically. Having a sense of purpose and meaning in our lives, it doesn't solve every problem in our lives. You're still gonna live with doubt and uncertainty. You're still gonna wake up cranky some mornings. You're still gonna feel unmotivated. You know, one thing I wrote years ago that's been very popular is I said that even if you have your dream job, you're gonna hate it about 30% of the time. Finding this huge sense of meaning in your life, it doesn't necessarily negate a lot of these questions and uncertainties that you struggle with. It just makes them easier to deal with and allows you to find better problems to focus on. But if you don't have that sense of meaning and purpose in your life, then everything else is kind of impossible. It's kind of impossible to feel content or satisfied. A lot of your relationships are gonna be difficult. Your career is gonna be difficult. Your developing motivation to do things is gonna be difficult. So purpose is necessary, but not sufficient for happiness and well-being. For that reason, I think it's good to see developing a sense of purpose and meaning in your life as a skill that you can hone and develop so that inevitably when those moments come where you start to feel a lack of purpose, you know how to go about finding purpose or creating purpose for yourself again. So now that we've gotten all those caveats and definitions and, you know, me just being an ordinary cranky old man, now that we've gotten all that out of the way, let's talk about finding purpose. No, cross that out, creating purpose. Purpose is essentially the feeling that you are spending your time well and that your challenges are meaningful. Purpose can be found in a lot of different things. It can be found in a close relationship with somebody. It can come from a passion for a cause that you believe in. It can come from achieving goals. It can also just come from really, really enjoying what you're doing. But ultimately, long-term purpose is a sense that something matters more than yourself. Purpose is an activity or an idea or a person or a relationship that you are willing to sacrifice for, that you're willing to give something up for it. Not only are you willing, but you're pleased with giving something up for it. And this is why people who lack a sense of purpose tend to suffer from all of these kind of low-level, tactical, obnoxious little problems. They struggle to be motivated, they struggle to get up in the morning, they struggle to care about what they're doing, and they struggle to maintain healthy relationships. And it's ultimately because they don't have that thing or things that matter more than themselves. You could almost say that a sense of purpose is inversely correlated with narcissism or selfishness. Generally, people who are extremely selfish or self-centered don't see other things as more important than themselves, so they're never willing to make that sacrifice, and so their time ultimately doesn't feel very meaningful. And as a result, they need to cover up that lack of meaning with a bunch of highs and excitement and drama and bullshit emotions that don't actually matter to anybody. And so if you are one of those people, if you're one of those people that's always trying to fill the void with the next high or the next piece of drama or excitement, then one of the first and most practical things you can do is simply drop the selfishness slash narcissism a little bit. Experiment with, what does it feel like to not make yourself the center of the universe so much? What does it feel like to put somebody else before yourself, or to put an idea or a goal before your own pleasure? Now, in the short term, doing that is no fun. You know, it's not fun to make a sacrifice for somebody. It's not fun to give up things you enjoy to accomplish a long-term goal. But what you find is that the more you do that, the more you're imbued with a sense of meaning and purpose, the more satisfied you feel with yourself, and the less you feel compelled to fill the void, so to speak. But don't worry, we'll be getting a lot more into that as the course goes on. Essentially, this question of purpose, it's a question of values. It's a question of how do you find things that you deem important, and then how do you fill your time with those things that you deem important. And I think what you're going to find is that there are very few tactical or strategic things you can do to do that. Most of this question of purpose and meaning, it's a question of perspective. It's a question of values. It's a question of what are you choosing to make important in your life and how can you choose something better? So the first exercise to get this course rolling is to basically just do an audit of your sense of purpose in life. Do you feel a sense of purpose in life? From what aspects of your life do you feel a sense of purpose? Do you feel a sense of purpose in your work? Do you feel a sense of purpose in your relationships? Do you feel like you have good goals that you're making progress towards? Do you feel like you're making meaningful sacrifices? If so, what makes that sacrifice meaningful? Take some time to think about it, and I just want to reassure you that it's totally okay to answer no to all these questions. It's totally okay to realize that you don't feel purpose in any of these activities, and that none of these sacrifices feel particularly meaningful, because that's why we're here. So take some time, do an honest audit of yourself, write as much as you feel is necessary. Really try to dig down into what actually feels meaningful and important in your life and what doesn't. It's okay if it doesn't. We're all there at some point. So get to work on that, and I will see you at the next lesson.